This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, first name Cherie, S-H-E-R-E-E, the date of birth, July 9th, 1956, the date of evaluation, September 19, 2022, referring physician is Dr. Gary Checkey. The chief complaint, preoperative evaluation, the HPI, the patient is a 66-year-old female who has history of PVD and had been referred for vascular evaluation, period. She had first been evaluated in the office back in 2018, period. She is known to have a history of rectal carcinoma and was noted to have a vesico-vaginal fistula for which she was felt to require surgery, period. During routine evaluation, she was found to have a carotid bruit, period. She had subsequently been referred for evaluation, period. She was found to have abnormal CT angio, period. She was noted to have a long segment occlusion of the proximal left subclavian artery over 25 millimeters, period. The left subclavian artery was fed by collaterals, including the left vertebral artery, putting the patient at risk for subclavian steel syndrome. Atherosclerotic plaque was noted in the right carotid bifurcation with less than 50% stenosis by NASCET, N-A-S-C-E-T criteria, period. She had then been referred for MRA of the chest, period. There was noted to be occlusion or less likely very high grade stenosis of the left common carotid artery at its origin. It's extending over 3 centimeter, period. There was noted to be additional moderate to severe stenosis at the origin of the left common carotid artery and moderate narrowing of the right brachiocephalic artery, period. There was further present atherosclerotic change of the aorta without aneurysm or dissection, period. The patient had then been started on a medical regimen and further referred to Dr. Pandurangi for her peripheral vascular disease, period. She apparently had been relatively stable and was ultimately referred to UCSF for evaluation. Patient apparently is scheduled for surgery, period. She has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitation. She has symptoms of claudication on walking approximately 100 feet, period. The symptoms are relieved with rest, period. Past surgical history, vaginal rectal carcinoma, next number COPD, next number carotid stenosis, next number subclavian stenosis, next number hypertension, next number history of tobaccoism, next number differential blood pressure of the right and left arms, next number diabetes, the past surgical history, colostomy 2005, hysterectomy 1995, rectal resection 2006, the medications, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily, Paxil, 20 milligrams one daily, lorazepam, 20 milligrams one BID, lorazepam, 2 milligrams one BID, amlodipine, 5 milligrams one daily, metformin, 500 milligrams one BID, allopurinol, 300 milligrams one daily, the allergies, codeine results in itching, family history, a sister had diabetes at age 58 and further was diagnosed with breast cancer, mother had breast cancer, uncle had colon cancer, father died of coronary artery disease at age 66, a cousin had diabetes. The review of systems, constitutional, no recent weight loss, no fever or chills, hematologic, she has anemia and history of easy bruising and easy bleeding. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. Neck, she reports pain and stiffness. Respiratory, she has cough, dyspnea, and diagnosis of COPD. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 110/48 on the right arm, pulse 92, respiratory rate of 16, height 65.5 inches, weight 119.2 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. HEENT, unremarkable. Next, she has a right carotid bruit. Exam otherwise unremarkable. She underwent echocardiogram, echocardiogram on August 28, 2022. Reveal left ventricular systolic function to be normal, normal diastolic function, left ventricular ejection fraction of 63%. Aortic valve is tri-leaflet and normal. Mitral valve reveals no mitral regurgitation or stenosis. Tricuspid valve demonstrates trace tricuspid regurgitation. Estimated PA pressure, 24.68 millimeters of mercury. There is trace-mild pulmonic regurgitation, period. nuclear medicine scan performed on August 12, 2022 revealed normal left ventricular cavity, negative, study for ischemia or scar, hyperdynamic left ventricle with calculated left ventricular ejection fraction of greater than 65% at stress, no left ventricular dilatation. The EKG performed on September 19, 2022 revealed sinus rhythm with Q waves in the inferior lead suggesting prior inferior infarct, period. ECG otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 66-year-old female with history of PAD, carotid stenosis, and findings to include subclavian stenosis, period. Patient is now scheduled for surgery, period. Her left ventricular function is noted to be normal. She has no evidence of ischemia, period. She has had no dysrhythmia, period. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for same. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.